when you look at some of the scenes over in Argentina, particularly Buenos Aires, and over in Naples, where he's an absolute legend, a god for what he did with the Italian club back in the primarily the mid to late 80s. You can see how much of an effect the guy had on the people there. He transcended. He was a flawed genius. I mean, he was an absolute legend, and for mine, the greatest of all time.
Well, Diego Maradona, sadly no longer with us, dying of a heart attack at the age of 60 in Argentina, have declared 3 days of national mourning for a man widely considered, as you just heard from David Davidovich there, to be the greatest footballer of all time. This man's been there, done that, former superstar, goalkeeper, between the sticks, of course, now with Fox Sports as a renowned commentator. Mark Bosnich, thanks for joining us, Bozza.
Pleasure. Good afternoon to you all.
Hey, how was this news received by you? Look, we can go on and on about the notoriety of Diego Maradona, and perhaps some would say this had been coming, but it's always a shock when it does.
Well, shock straight away, obviously, but more sadness, really. You know, we all know about his playing prowess, and we would have heard it, you know, left, right, and centre. And we will do, and rightfully so, for the coming weeks. But just sadness that he's sort of been taken away from us so early, really. And you're right, you know, you can argue all you want, but when you are arguing about the greatest players of all time, his name will always be up there. And you know, some of the things that he did on a football pitch, specifically for his country, was mind-boggling, and like I said, we just hope that he rests in peace, and our sympathies will go out to all the families and people all around the world who will be mourning his loss for quite some time.
So, Bozza, where does he sit with you in the list of greatest footballers of all time?
Oh, for me personally, like I said, you could say. At the beginning of my generation and all that, and I had the good fortune of playing against him, so he would be up at number one. But you know, I never saw Pelé play; I only saw him on TV and so forth. And people that you spoke to, you know, he would be. You have to put him alongside him as well. But so far as I'm concerned, because you know the pitches back when he was playing weren't as good as they are now, and more importantly, the rules are a little bit more. You could say weighted towards the defending side. You could get away with a lot more from a defensive perspective, like in a lot of sports now, and the protection that's allowed to attacking players, and rightfully so, is far, far more than it is now than it was back then. But he did it back then under those circumstances, and boy, did he did it. So for me, he's right up there with number one. Like I said, if you want to put Pelé alongside, I've got no problem with that whatsoever. But no one was better than Diego Maradona.
As the years go on, Bozza, do you reckon the genius will outlive the notoriety? So obviously, breathtaking playing ability, but a wildlife off the pitch, you know, the mafia in Naples, the womanising, the lethal dependency on alcohol and cocaine. Do you think, though, over time, that will fade into the background and his on-pitch genius will live larger than ever?
Well, look, so far as I'm concerned, and, you know, like I said, with the way I was brought up in football and all that, you know, people's personal lives are personal. That's the one thing. We only judge each other on, you know, what goes on the pitch. And more importantly, you know, if you know that person or you know of that person, you know, what they are as a man. And he was 10 out of 10 for both from my perspective. All this other stuff, like I said, so far as I'm concerned, I don't like to talk about it in general, but especially now that he's passed away. And a lot of it is, you know, a lot of it is conjecture and this, that and the other. And I don't really concern myself with that in general about anyone.
You said you played against him. Take us back to that game. When was that?
Yeah, that was back in 1993. It was the World Cup playoff, a two-legged affair. Yep. So I played in the first game here in Sydney. I was unfortunately injured for the second game in Buenos Aires. And we drew 1-1 at the Sydney Football Stadium, the old Sydney Football Stadium, because obviously he's been knocked down now. So he was, you could say, probably in the twilight of his career at that stage, but he was still a force. And he showed that. He was in tremendous shape. He set up their goal for them as well. And you know, he had a really good team around him. And a really good manager as well, who knew how to get exactly the best out of him.
How do you rationalise the hand of God, the 86 World Cup, Boz? Just reading Peter Shilton, the English keeper's just written a column in the Daily Mail saying, you know, Diego Maradona had greatness but no sportsmanship. And I guess someone like Peter Shilton, you know, his life has been forever linked with Diego Maradona since then.
The only thing I would say is that obviously if it happened today, it wouldn't be allowed because of VAR. That's the only thing. But like I said, it was a completely different time, you know, during that time. You know, and the thing is, and I think that, you know, really what sort of you could say sums up it a lot is that the goal he scored not so long after was probably the greatest goal of all time. If you're talking about the level it was scored at and the atmosphere in terms of, when I say atmosphere, in terms of it was a quarter final of a World Cup. And, you know, I think he went around about six players. It was absolutely amazing. So, obviously, there will be a lot of epitaphs written about him, you know, what we just spoke about before briefly and about the hand and this, that and the other. But I think right now the time is just to remember, like it is with everybody, in my opinion, when they pass, is just remember the good things.
Yeah, I mean, it does sum up that game and those two goals almost sum up society, don't they? We gravitate to the hand of God, but the legitimate goal after that was considered the goal that was judged by FIFA to be the goal of the century, and yet that's almost forgotten in the wash.
Yeah. I don't think it'll never be forgotten, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Where was he more loved, do you think, Bozer? Argentina, obviously, where he took them to World Cup glory, which is probably the obvious answer. But Napoli, he was revered there.
Oh, yeah, he was. I mean, look, all over the world he was. And obviously those two places stand out. But I think you'd struggle if you're talking about a country up against a city in Italy, even though, like I said, there's no one that you would speak to, I would say, not only from Napoli, but probably from the whole south of Italy, who doesn't speak to him in revered terms. But in terms of the country of Argentina, exactly the same thing. There's a lot of Argentinians that I've spoken to here who now are Australian citizens as well. And you know, all of them were you know, really sad, really, really sad this morning as well. But I think, you know, overall, I think you'll see that in the coming days, you know, he was the loved throughout the world. And I think those who perhaps didn't love him, will still bow their head in respect to what he did on the football pitch, because it was absolutely amazing.
Boz, I really appreciate you sharing some of your insights and time this afternoon on the late and great Diego Maradona. Thanks so much for doing so.
Absolute pleasure, guys. Take care.